Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Ah, it is the fastest hour from the safest radio studio in the nation begins right now. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom as I do every day outside the metro Atlanta area to how many stations around the country? I've lost count. Welcome to the program. We're going to jump right in today. My first guest for this segment, and I know how busy he is, I'm thrilled to have him, is U.S. Representative Barry Loudermilk from Georgia. Mr. Representative, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could make it.
Well, it's good to be with you. Appreciate having me on.
Oh, hey, listen, a pleasure. I hope it's not the last time, I promise you. You see, I want to thank you. First off, let me thank you for being here. I know how busy you are. I know you have votes, and you're extremely busy. I appreciate it. But I want to tell you from all of us, first of all, on behalf of all of my listeners around the nation, we're very grateful, all of us, that you and others were unhurt, and all of us are praying for Representative Scalise's recovery and for his family. See, I'm your constituent. We're neighbors. And the safest radio studio in America, Mr. Representative, resides right down the street from you. And I know how hard you've worked on behalf of my gun rights and all of Americans' gun rights. So I don't want to suggest otherwise. But my listeners have some questions for you, which is why I'm glad you could make it today. Shortly after the incident in Washington, D.C. at the ball field, when you were frankly sitting ducks, and you were quoted saying, "I think we need to look at some kind of reciprocity for members here, but also we need to look at security detail. If Scalise had not been on our team, it would have been really bad. We aren't any more special than anybody else, but we're targets." Now, following that, Babin has introduced a bill to enhance the safety and protection of members of Congress. Babin, out of Texas, of course, gives them ability to do things that I can't. And then, of course, Congressman Massey, he went a little bit further and introduced the D.C. Personal Protection Reciprocity Act that provides members of Congress and me the ability to carry in D.C.
Right.
So my question to you is, because you were out in a tweet just back on the 16th that said, "I never want to be in a gunfight again, but definitely not without a gun. That's why I support firearms license reciprocity for all, hashtag H.R. 38. Having said that, my question to you would be this right up front. Are you in support of one bill for you and another for me and for the rest of us? How do we reconcile this?
No, and my statement was somewhat taken out of context, and I can understand why. What I was really referencing is H.R. 38 has a potential void in it, and I've been a co-sponsor of H.R. 38, statewide reciprocity. This is, I think, Richard Hudson's bill. I believe Mick Mulvaney had one in the last Congress, and we've been co-sponsors of that. The problem that, and we're looking into the issue with that bill, which Thomas Massey's, which I'm a co-sponsor of that as well, fixes the problem, is D.C.'s not a state.
Right.
And the statewide reciprocity bill would give reciprocity to all the states that allow concealed carry. But
what
DC
about
D.C. would be excluded from that. So my comment was because, you know, the incident happened in Virginia, which we have reciprocity with Virginia and Georgia. But you don't have it in Washington, D.C., and most of us, when we're here, we're residing in Washington, D.C., and we travel to that practice. So there is a void that actually Thomas Massey's bill would fill that void, which would actually in basically force the District of Columbia to recognize any other state's concealed carry permit.
And that makes perfect sense. Let me tell you what some of the concern is out here in the hinterlands. We fight for gun rights here every day on two nationally syndicated programs in hundreds of cities around the country. We've been doing it for over a decade. So we know how Washington works, too. And here's what our concern is. Our concern is that the representatives will take care of themselves first with one particular bill. Now, Massey's gives concealed carry reciprocity to me,
right,
too, in D.C., but it eliminates Minnesota. It eliminates Washington State.
Right.
It eliminates Delaware and New York, et cetera. And what we're concerned is if we move this bill forward over here, that all of a sudden H.R. 38 gets put back over here and that political capital is spent. And guess what? You guys got reciprocity and carve-outs. We can carry reciprocal in D.C., but the rest of us in the rest of the states are done. Can we not fix that in H.R. 38 would be my question, and just move that bill forward?
Yeah, and actually H.R. 38 actually has more momentum right now than the Massey's bill. Because we had started moving on it before this incident, and it basically catapulted that into the front.
Right.
I talked to Richard yesterday and today on it, and he said, yes, we should see that begin to move next week. There is a heightened attention to security up here right now. We're looking at various things to do too, because the reality is I'm a target, not because of who I am, but for the position I hold. The next person who takes this is going to be a target as well. It's just the new world we live in. But it doesn't mean others aren't subject to crime as well. And so we have to look at this from a holistic standpoint. And so what you may see happen in the way this place works is Richard Hudson's bill move forward and part of and Thomas Massey's bill be incorporated into that.
Yeah, that would seem to be ideal. And listen, don't shy away from calling yourself a target, sir. You are. And believe me, all of us out here understand that. The political rhetoric today is awful, and you guys are feeling the brunt of it, and it is absolutely horrendous. I wish I had more time with you to go into that. Unfortunately, we don't. But you are a target, and we understand that you need that. And gun owners and law-abiding concealed carry permit holders all respect that. We want you to be able to protect and defend yourself. But we want to be able to do the same and don't want to see a carve-out, which is why we're concerned about one of these bills moving. Now, I can't tell you that's how the rest of the gun rights movement feels. I can tell you that's how I feel as the host of this show. I'm concerned that if we begin to move just Massey's bill, that the rest of us are going to get stuck, and I would love to see it fixed in 38. So what I'm hearing from you is that there's a possibility that that can happen.
Right, and Massey's bill was actually put in as a companion to 38. Thomas Massey fully supports Richard Hudson's bill, from all I know about Thomas. So his was basically trying to fix the void that it appears that would be in Richard Hudson's bill. Because, look, this is a very liberal town. These folks hate guns up here. In fact, I had a member on the media before me who was already talking about gun control, and I was doing the next interview. And my response was, I'll tell you what, I will listen to their argument on gun control when they've been shot at close range, multiple times, with little cover, with a semi-automatic weapon, high-powered rifle, while you're trying to help someone. Once they go through that, then come and talk to me about gun control.
Tell me something. Have you had any Democrat, anyone from the other side of the aisle, come to you and even quietly say, look, I know how you feel about this, and offer their support?
Well, I've had a lot reach out, you know, with sympathy and say we do have to do something about security. I think they've held back on, you know, supporting. Now, I do know that there are some Democrats out there, quite a few Democrats, that would support concealed carry in some shape, form, or fashion, because there's some of those that are receiving threats as well. The threats against members of Congress is at a historic high this year. You can read about just in the last couple of weeks, a few have been arrested because of the real threats. These weren't just perceived threats, but real threats. And so I think when you look at, like, Brian Babin, I think Jody Heiss just introduced a congressional carry bill as well. They're looking at some of the other things that factors that may play in, and I haven't really looked into it as much as they have, but each state has a different law, and you have to know the laws of each state as you carry into each one. And I think what they're looking at is what is, because we travel so much, and I'm not making an excuse for it, I'm just saying I know these people. They are Second Amendment supporters. These are staunch conservatives. And I think they're looking at how can we streamline some of this, because, first of all, I'm a federalist. I think the states ought to be in ultimate control. The federal government shouldn't usurp that. But how do you reach in and get some kind of stability or equality across the states when you're traveling so much? So we'll see. And all this stuff gets flushed out in committee. So I tell my friends, look, don't hit the panic button yet. This stuff's going to get flushed out. And I think we're going to see or Richard Hudson's bill move. And like I said, more than likely you'll see something in the way of Thomas Massey's bill added to it to make sure that we include D.C. in that for everyone.
All right. That's exactly what I wanted to hear, and I know that my listeners around the country wanted to hear that as well. And I'll tell you what, we're getting ready to take a break, and as I said, I know how busy you are, So we'll go ahead and let you go. But before we do that, I want to say thank you for supporting our right to bear arms. Thank you for that clarification. And I do want to let you know, and please let your colleagues know, that the pro-rights community is watching this very carefully. Donald Trump ran on national reciprocity as a part of his package for supporting gun rights. And those of us out there who do travel, like you do, to other states, I lose my reciprocity in Minnesota. I lose it when I go to Washington and others. So we're all watching this very careful, and we're hopeful that Washington does the right thing. Unfortunately, this was a wake-up call. And I'm glad, as I know all of my listeners are, that you were unscathed, thank God, and we're praying for Scalise's very quick recovery.
Well, we appreciate
thank
the
you,
prayers,
Mr. Representative.
Let me tell you, it was a miracle of God that that I was unharmed. I went out to the field the other day, and we're looking at 20-plus rounds that were shot in my direction,
yeah.
And I never got hit. So,
and it was a miracle because there were good guys with guns at that field that were able to stop
absolutely.
Bad guys with guns. Mr. Representative, thank you. When you get back in the district, I'd love to buy you lunch. I appreciate it. Thank you for
all
being
right.
here today.
Look forward to it.
Count on it.
Thank you,
sir. Representative Barry Loudermilk. We'll be back with Lee Williams. We're going to analyze that conversation for the remainder of the hour. Don't go away.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your five chances to win.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of 4 guns. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number one of the number 4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. First off, let me thank again Representative Barry Loudermilk, Republican, Georgia 11th. My representative, we're neighbors. We're neighbors. And I know Representative Loudermilk is a staunch supporter of my right to bear arms, which is why, I wish I had him for more time than just that one segment. We could have gone a lot of different directions. So we moved quickly. I hope you took away a lot from that. But I want to thank him. I know he's a staunch supporter of my right to bear arms, meaning a staunch supporter of your right to bear arms. There's no doubt about that in my mind. He fully supports national reciprocity, which is why I wanted him on to talk about those statements. And as I mentioned the day he made those comments and when I wrote about it in a piece for Ammo Land, that, you know, obviously emotions were running high, no question about it. I know Bavin is also a strong right supporter, as is Massey, which is why I was concerned about those bills being separated from H.R. 38, which is National Reciprocity or Concealed Carry Act of 2017, which is the bill that needs to move because it answers all of these questions. They can put whatever Massey wants in and fix H.R. 38 without a second bill. Understand where I'm going here with you. They're not going to move two reciprocity bills. They're not going to do it. And if given the choice, they'll move themselves first. And it's not because Barry Loudermilk is a jerk or because Bavin is a jerk. It's because that's the way that animal works. That's the human animal. If given the opportunity to get one or none, they will take that one. And the rest of us would be left out in the cold, which is why I wanted the representative to know that we're watching it very, very carefully. We've got skin in this game. We put the president in office in large measure for this very reason. And I know that Loudermilk supports my right to bear arms. There's no question about that at all. We just want to see this moved in H.R. 38. Fix it, put in there what needs to be put in, and give us all reciprocity, not just for D.C. as Massey's bill would do, but for the rest of the country. Let me go to the gun writer, Lee Williams, my good friend, weekly analyst on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. How you doing, brother?
Good, brother. Great interview. First off, great interview. Loved
it.
Had
to move quick, man.
Yeah, I know. Time goes faster on your show, I swear to God. He said exactly what I want to hear. I'll give him a pass on the fact that his comments about guns for me and not for thee were taken out of context. The guy had just been downrange, some wacko shot 20-plus rounds out of an SKS at him. I understand that. I'll give him a pass. I loved what he had to say for the rest of the interview. Loved
it. You know, I don't think he needs a pass, frankly, and I don't think he wants a pass. I'm be honest with you, Lee. I'll tell you why. He's a politician. He's also a human being. And, you know, he's making these statements. How many of you listening to this show have been, as Lee just said, downrange from an SKS 20 feet from you with 40, 50 rounds fired? He just said he was at the ball field when, yesterday or today?
Yeah.
And they're still, they're still picking up rounds. Listen, I understand that, and I get that, and I don't hold anything against him. What I wanted was the opportunity to clarify, because there have been subsequent legislative maneuvers made by other representatives, and I wanted to make darn sure that we're not going to get left out in the cold. We know how that beast in Washington rolls. Listen, let me go back to his other quote, okay? And he followed this up on the 16th, and very important that I read this. I never want to be in a gunfight again, but definitely not without a gun. That's why I support firearms license reciprocity for all. Hashtag H.R. 38. Now, I'm not going to joke around. Normally, I say pound H.R. 38. And, you know, I said H.R. 38 hashtag, so you got me. But here's the thing. He's right. when in those other context, in the other context of what he said, if this had happened in Georgia, in his district, and I know right where his office is, right down the road from these studios, that wouldn't have happened. His aide, positioned where he was, would have ended this before it even started. Maybe one round off, maybe two. But certainly not 30, certainly not 40, certainly not 50, Lee.
It's a sad state of affairs, especially in our nation's capital. And, you know, if we can get H.R. 38 loaded up to include reciprocity in D.C., that'll be one hell of a bill.
Well, it's interesting to me. Again, I want to reiterate my concern. Alan Gottlieb was on this program last week on the Monster broadcast, made it very clear. His fear was not mine. I'm concerned about political capital. I'm concerned if you've got two bills that have similar content relative to reciprocal agreements, being one over here, Babbins, one over here, Massey's, because what they'll do is they'll get these together and reconcile these.
Yeah.
And hopefully reconcile them with H.R. 38 and move this bill through. Now, I'll tell you, I was very encouraged to hear Loudermilk say that he believes there's going to be movement on H.R. 38 as early as next week.
I know. That was the best thing to come out of that interview, brother. That is tremendous news.
I know how that animal works. I just do. I know what happens up there. And I'm hesitant. But I think I made that clear.
Yeah.
That gun rights supporters are watching this. We're paying very, very careful attention to this. Trump ran on this, Lee. This was part of his agenda during the campaign, and in large part was put in by us, being gun rights supporters, because of this. And national reciprocity was singled out specifically by the president as something he would support. Now, I know for a fact, can't tell you how I know that for a fact yet, but I know for a fact that that bill hits his desk, it's done, it's signed.
Yeah.
In whatever form it hits his desk, it's going to be signed. So, I don't know, your overall assessment. We've got other things I want to talk with you about, but we'll just wrap up this segment for the next minute and a half. What was your overall assessment of what you took away from Representative Loudermilk's comments? Was there anything you did?
The thing that was clearest to me is that the congressman is in step with gun owners. He knows exactly what we want, and he's going to support it. Regardless of how the sausage is going to be made, he is our guy. And you're absolutely right. He's very pro-gun. I think he knows what we want, and I don't know how it's going to get there and in which form it's going to arrive, but I think it's going to – I feel more comfortable after listening to your interview, a lot more comfortable than I did before.
I feel more comfortable hearing him say that he believes there's going to be movement on that bill next week. So
yeah.
I got to tell you, too, I can't tell you how proud I am of gun owners, of responsibly armed Americans. I can't tell you how proud I am of concealed carry permit holders who have jumped on this and stayed on this and caught the same things we caught. Hey, wait a minute. This appears to be for thee, not for me, and they've let them know. Gun owners are an astute group, man.
Yeah, I have the smartest readers in the world. Trust me, brother. They're very forgiving, but they're also very sharp, forgiving when I make a mistake. But yeah, it is an honor to write for this group. They're an incredible group of folks.
It is. It's going to be an honor to see you in Dallas, too, at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. We're going to close out this segment. So why don't I just mention that, SAF.org, it's coming up quick. Head over to SAF.org and register for the Gun Rights Policy Conference. The list of speakers is growing every single day as we get closer and closer and closer to September. As the summer continues to churn on, we will let you know that when we come back. A few messages for you. Yesterday, you might have found out when you tuned into the program was, hey, why am I hearing the Father's Day show? I'll explain all of that, and then I want to talk about Sheriff Grady Judd. Yeah, Sheriff Grady Judd. We'll be back right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, you are back in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day. Great interview with Representative Loudermilk. Had to move quicker than I wanted to, but it's because I only had him for 1 second. Those folks are busy, and to get any of their time is a real honor. I'm talking with Lee, the gun rider, Williams, and it's an honor to get his time, too. Lee, welcome back, brother.
Thanks, brother. You know, these guys, some of their days are broken into 15-minute increments. That's how busy they are. I mean, well, getting him for a minute is a coup.
Yeah, their press people move them and schedule them from time to time. I know, because we just did that. I reached out to his office right after he made the statements that he made. And, you know, it took a process, and I had some assistance from an individual, a very good friend of mine in D.C. who works in that area and was able to put that together very quickly for us. So thanks to everybody for helping us get that together. And that's not going to be the last time we hear from him, I can promise you that. But to get him quickly like that was great. All right, so those of you who want to know what happened yesterday, we had some very severe weather move through the metropolitan Atlanta area yesterday, requiring this studio staff and everybody in the area in about a, well, in a one county or two county area to take immediate cover yesterday. And it happened about 5 minutes before we were ready to go to airtime. And I want to thank Sean for being able to throw a backup in there with the Father's Day show quickly. But there was just simply no way we could take that chance during that weather outbreak. It just simply wasn't. I mean, we could have, but it might not have been a smart thing to do. And, of course, you know what Sean says to me. He says, oh, man, if you'd had to bail in the middle of being on air, that would have made national news. That would have been fun to listen to. And it, you know, he's probably right about that, but there were other people that we had to be concerned with other than just me. So as much as it would have made for great radio if something like that had happened, thank God it didn't. So we have, you know, safety first, man. That's what we're all about here, you know.
I don't want you to become part of the news story, Mark.
Yeah, exactly, right? I don't want to be part of it either. All right, let's go to Sheriff Grady Judd. Oh, boy, where do we go here? I've not been easy on Sheriff Grady Judd in Polk County. First of all, let me throw a couple disclaimers out. Grady Judd is a great sheriff. He's a crime stopper, man. No doubt about it. He's hardcore. Let me tell you how I was introduced to Grady Judd years ago. There was a horrific killing of a law enforcement officer on Interstate 4 outside of Lakeland, Florida, in between Tampa and Orlando. A Hillsborough County Sheriff's Deputy, or a Polk County Sheriff's Deputy, it was one of the two, I believe it was Polk County, was brutally murdered on the side of the road by a Jamaican national running drugs and tens of thousands of dollars up the interstate when he ambushed a police officer who, after a Terry pat, Lee, found no weapon, then was ambushed, murdered on the side of the road. His gun was taken. He took off into the Florida wilds, and it would be about an hour later, a canine deputy working those very woods where the perimeter was set up would also be executed with a shot to the back of his ear, and his canine deputy also killed back in those woods. A very bad day for Polk County and Hillsborough County in the Central Florida area that day a number of years ago. He would subsequently be found a couple days later in the searing Florida heat underneath a log when he was asked to come out by responding officers who had been searching for this loser and waste of breath for the last 2 days. When he came out, he had a firearm, which was one of the killed officer's firearms, in his hand as he came out from underneath the log, and Grady Judd's team promptly dispatched him. During the news conference, Grady Judd was asked, why did you shoot him 65 times? And Grady Judd famously said, because we run out of bullets. That's who we're talking about here, Lee. Isn't that a fair assessment?
He is a crime fighter. There's no doubt about it. He and his deputies, he backs his deputies when they get in a use of force situation. You can't argue that.
All right. I sense your hesitation there. Because when Grady Judd was the head of the Florida Sheriff's Association, the Florida Sheriff's Association made the comment, I have played the tape here before, his representative, when open carry was moving through emergency carry. It wasn't open carry. It was the emergency powers, which makes it even worse. What this bill did, as it was moving through the state legislature, supported by Marion Hammer, the Sportsman Association, and the National Rifle Association, as well as Florida Carry and every pro-gun rights organization in the country, it took away the governor's ability in the state of Florida to do what, Lee?
You could, if there's a declared state of emergency, you can carry your gun. Bingo. Without any type of permit or permission slip from the government. It's just
so you could leave.
Common sense.
So if you were evacuated, which happens in Florida during hurricanes, you didn't have to leave your firearms in a place that would likely be looted and come home to no firearms. You had no defense of your home and your property. This bill would allow you to carry your guns without a permit during that state of emergency as you evacuated on your person without being a criminal. The Florida Sheriff's Association actively fought against that bill, saying, and I quote, owning a gun, we believe in the Second Amendment, rights of Americans. Owning a firearm is a right. However, carrying a firearm is a privilege. Now, that statement was not made without the approval, express approval of the Florida Sheriff's Association at the time Grady Judd was running it. Correct me if I'm wrong, Lee.
No, you're not. You're spot on.
All right. Does that sound like the statement of somebody who supports my right to bear arms? You know, I support the Second Amendment, but, you know, carrying, it's a privilege. I mean, come on. I'm the sheriff, right? How does that sound to you? Did I mistake that?
No, he is the definition of a Second Amendment butter. I support the Second Amendment, but. And you know there's more. He's also opposed to open carry.
Well, you know, let me, I rethought that again today. You sent me a couple columns today, ones that I had already had seen, and I'm glad you sent them to me because it reminded me of some things that I hadn't thought about prior to our earlier conversation in preparation for today. And that was that open carry. Look, he can, it's okay with me. Lots of people don't like the tactic of open carry. They don't like the tactical what of open carry, Lee?
It's a tactical decision. It exposes your firearm. A lot of guys think that your concealed carry firearm is your ace in the hole, and why would you expose your hole card? But from a Second Amendment perspective, it clearly fits the definition of bear arms. There's no argument there. None.
All right. The right to bear arms is, in fact, open carry. Permitted carry is not. Now you've got the Ninth Circuit out in California going after permitted carry, permitted concealed carry, open carry, the right to keep and bear arms. We have always had a right in this country to openly carry a firearm as a law-abiding individual, period. Period. There are five states in the country with no form of open carry, whether that carry be permitted or whether it be constitutional carry. Florida is one of those five, and Grady Judd actively fought against the right to open carry. He doesn't have to like it from a tactical standpoint. That's his prerogative. Many friends of mine don't like open carry from a tactical standpoint. That makes for a fun conversation, right?
I'm not a huge fan. I'll tell you right now.
But you have a right.
From a tactical perspective, but I would literally take a bullet to support your right to open carry if you so choose.
That's correct. That's where we distinguish between the two. So going there, Grady Judd doesn't like open carry for different reasons, not from the tactical standpoint. But what? What's your theory on why Grady Judd came out against open carry and the open carry bills in Florida and actively participated in their defeat?
Well, he's the classic butter. He knows best because he's got the four stars on his collar. He said that if there's an active shooter situation, someone openly carrying a firearm would become a prime target of the shooter, not a solution to the problem, or that they would be mistaken as the shooter by the responding deputies. But if you look at every state, all 45 states, where it's law, that's not happened yet, as far as I know.
That's a hypothetical.
Yeah.
Perpetrated by the anti-gunners.
Exactly.
And that's one of their bullet points. It's one of their talking points. And it's sad to see them parrot that. When we come back from this break, I want to talk with you a little bit about why we set up the segment here about Grady Judd, because Grady Judd is out making arguably some great statements about the right to bear arms, but we have a theory as to why he's doing it about a day late and a dollar short, maybe? I don't know. You can be the judge of that when we come back right here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Man, freedom never takes a break. We'll be right back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, USCCAonAir.com, USCCAonAir.com. Two guns being given away today. One that I'm carrying on me right now, one that I've been carrying for years. It's my go-to. It's like an old, worn-out pair of jeans. Like, I'm old, worn-out pair of jeans. Got the holes in the knees. You know the comfy jeans you've had for years? Oh, I love it. Glock 17s, a pair of them. Valued at $599 each. Now, I can tell you right now, you're going to get a Glock 17 at retail for cheaper than that, about 50 bucks cheaper than that, depending on where you shop. So you're going to have about 50 extra bucks to buy some ammo if you win today, okay? All you've got to do is visit usccaonair.com, activate one of 3 self-defense shield memberships today. Even if you don't win the gun, you've got peace of mind because now you have coverage from the moment you activate. Not a month. But the moment you activate and go outside and head to Walmart and somebody tries to deprive you of your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness in the Walmart parking lot and you have to defend yourself, you're covered. On the spot. Make the call. Done deal. All right? The self-defense shield, you're covered. All you have to do, usccaonair.com. You might win the 2 guns or one of the 2 guns. If you don't win the Glock 17s, you're still entered in the grand prize drawing. Dream truck giveaway, $45,000. One of y'all is going to win that thing. And I want to hear from you when you do. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. If you have one of the shield, self-defense shields, whatever level it is, silver, gold, or platinum, up to $1.15 million, which is what myself and my wife have, call me. Don't call me. Email me, markatarmedamericanradio.org. call me on the radio, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Visit usccaonair.com to protect yourself. Give yourself some peace of mind. I've had it for years. Believe me, I wouldn't walk out of my house without it anymore. Thankfully, it's available, and it's the best that there is. All right, Lee, let's go back to Sheriff Grady Judd. Quoting him, and I'm talking with Lee the Gun Writer Williams from Sarasota's Herald Tribune. Nostalgic. Love it. You're in such a beautiful area. Sheriff Judd, and I quote, "If you're not afraid of a gun, get one." What is the sheriff saying in this latest public service announcement from a sheriff?
He's saying the right things, actually. And he's going to give some training, and it's all good, as you well know. I mean, heck, firearms training and the sheriff advising people to get guns and to arm themselves. I'm all for it, as are you, again, but.
Well, yeah, let me say this. We've got Sheriff Wayne Ivey over on Brevard County on the other coast. And I know Sheriff Ivey. I've met him on more than one occasion, I believe a couple times. But we saw him at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, had an opportunity to speak. And he's just a wonderful guy, and he believes this in his heart.
He lives it.
Does Sheriff Grady Judd live it? I don't know. What I get from Judd is there's some political expediency here. Here's why I say that. Sheriff Clark was the first one to come out with a public service announcement a number of years ago. Catapulted him right smack to the front of the gun rights community. You don't think the gun rights community is powerful? Look at where Sheriff Clark is today as a proponent of the right to bear arms, simply for speaking the truth about the right to bear arms. Wayne Ivey comes out a couple years ago, speaks somewhat similarly about some events that happened in Brevard County. Meanwhile, I'm playing tapes of the Florida Sheriff's Association under Grady Judd saying owning a gun is a right, carrying a gun is a privilege. Help me out here, Lee.
Well, the response to Brevard County Sheriff Ivey was overwhelming. His videos, these little things, he's titled them On Scene, they've created millions and millions of views on YouTube. And you could tell because it was solely based on his sincerity. He was responding to problems in his community. He was telling people to get ready, to get a gun, and to get trained, because he spelled it out better than anybody could. They can't be there. They're not the first responders anymore. That's us. That's the armed citizenry. And the way Wayne said it, and I've met the sheriff too, he's a great guy. You could tell he was speaking from the heart, and he really, really, truly believed what he was saying, and it resulted in millions of hits.
But what it resulted in was his citizenry understanding that they have to take responsibility for their own self-defense. The sheriff said, look, we can't be here. There were a couple events that happened there that prompted him to do this. It wasn't out of political expediency. He did it because he genuinely cared about his community. And his lack of ability to bring his deputies as fast as he could, he understood and told the community, isn't going to be fast enough. That 2 minutes, even if it's 2 minutes, is going to be a lifetime for you until we get there. Arm yourself, train yourself, know how to use your gun. Now, Grady Judd is saying the right things here. He says, while running and hiding can be a good option during some attacks, Grady Judd said Americans must be prepared to fight back. If you're not afraid of a gun, get one. Become proficient, get a concealed firearms license, and carry it. And if you need to shoot somebody, shoot them a lot. The armed assailant doesn't plan on you fighting back. He plans on having a gun, doing all the shooting, and you're just the sitting duck. Well, the ducks need to shoot back. Sheriff Judd said people should always carry some type of weapon if they are not comfortable handling a gun. And it, look here, his comments mirrored a recent video by the sheriff of Brevard County, just east of Polk. Brevard County Sheriff, of course, Wayne Ivey. Okay. I know Sheriff Judd, well, believes in my right to bear arms. He does, as long as it fits his definition. I don't know if that's the wrong thing to say or not at this stage of the game. I'm having some trouble reading him here now. What do you think?
I'm going to withhold judgment. We'll see what happens. If he's changed and he's going to support the Second Amendment without the but, I'm all for it. But time will tell.
Yeah, I don't think, well, I'm going to stop right there regarding that. I don't want to, I really am, because I haven't had, look, I've said publicly, Sheriff Grady Judd is welcome to come on this program. Galtieri in Pinellas County, also openly anti right to bear arms as far as his constituents are concerned. You know, over on the West Coast, over there in Pinellas and all the beautiful beaches from Clearwater down to Treasure Island and everywhere else, down to that Skyway Bridge. I've never understood it. I just have never understood it. But I guess time will tell when it comes to Grady Judd. I applaud the statements he's making. Boy, I sure wish I could undo the Florida Sheriff's Association, because I have to quote Lee Massad Ayoub here.
I believe that constitutional carry and open carry should be the law of the land. That doesn't mean that I have to agree with open carry, but it should be the law of the land. But I shouldn't have to agree with it, tactically speaking.
And that's exactly what he can disagree with. Look, you, that sounded just like him. I know you know it did. I'm going to get some emails to that effect. Hey, I got an email already from Jack Van Noster, and he says, the guy is hedging his bets, Mr. Lauterbach. I don't believe him. We're going to run out of time. But, yeah, he probably is hedging his bets. What do you think?
We'll see. He sounded sincere. And I don't know the guy. I know you have a good comfort level with him. I'll trust your judgment on him.
My judgment is exactly what you heard. It's the first time I've spoken with him. I've been in a room with him, I believe, one other time, but I've never talked to him. Here's the thing. Is he hedging his bets? He probably is. He probably knows, as a human being over here, look, if this doesn't pass, at least I'm going to be able to protect myself while I'm in the district. Don't think for 2 seconds that all of them aren't thinking that way. And I'm not saying that, you know, would you think that way? I would certainly. Look, let's be realistic. If he winds up with the right to carry in D.C. and I don't, you think he's not going to exercise that right to carry because he's angry that I can't? No. Go ahead, Lee. I'll give you the last word on that one.
He's gonna take that right to carry. I just hope we can all join that select group and carry in D.C. It's our nation's capital.
I don't think for 1 second he's not actively working. When I say hedging his bets might be the right. Hey, listen, this bill's over here. If this goes through, I can carry. But I'm working diligently over here to get this done. And I believe him, and I take him at his word and his sincerity when he does that. Time will tell. We're watching him. They know it. We've told him. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. For gosh sakes, don't do it. We'll see you on the Monster broadcast. Until then, have a great weekend. Lee, thank you very much.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your